je l'ai dans le cœur qui me remonte comme un signe. Je meurs de ma petite sœur, de mon enfant et de mon signe. Un bateau, ça dépend comment on l'arrime au port. De justesse, il pleure de mon firmament, des années-lumière et j'en laisse. Je suis le fantôme jersey, celui qui vient les soirs de frime te lancer la brume en baiser et te ramasser dans ses rimes comme le trémail de juillet où luisait le loup solitaire, celui que je voyais briller. Au doigt du sable de la terre, rappelle-toi ce chien de mer que nous libérions sur parole, qui gueule dans le désert des goémons de nécropole. Je suis sûr que la vie est là avec ses poumons de flanelle quand il pleure de ces temps-là. Je me souviens des soirs là-bas et des sprints gagnés sur l'écume, cette bave des chevaux rats au ras des rocs qui se consument. Oh, l'ange des plaisirs perdus aux rumeurs d'une autre habitude, mes désirs dès lors ne sont plus. Soir conquis avec ses pâleurs de rescousse, le squale des paradis dans le milieu mouillé de mousse. Revient fille verte des fjords, revient violon des violonades dans le port, fanfare les corps pour le retour des camarades. Au parfum rare des salons, dans le poivre feu des gerçures, quand j'allais géométrisant mon âme au creux de ta blessure, dans le désordre de ton cul poissé dans les draps d'aube fine, je voyais un vitrail de plus. Et toi, fille verte, mon spleen, les coquillages figurant sous les sunlight cassés, liquide jour de la castagnette, tant qu'on dirait l'Espagne livide, dieu des granites, ayez pitié de leur vocation de parure, quand le couteau vient s'immiscer dans leur castagnette figure. Et je voyais ce compressant, quand on pressant l'entrevoyure entre les persiennes du sang et que les globules figurent, une mathématique bleue dans cette mer jamais étale d'où nous remonte peu à peu.
here.
Fine, now I'm back.
Yeah, like
I work here. I'm recording, you know?
Calling?
Recording.
Just tell me.
I'm coming today, huh? I'm coming today, huh?
What?
Because Peter police catch me, yeah?
Oh my God, how is this possible?
Police catch. And today with my friend, my friend outside me, huh? I'm coming today, huh? Yeah, yeah. Do you want to leave now?
She let you out?
She let you out?
She let you out?
Yeah, your friend.
She said,
oh. Oh, you want?
No, wait, wait. Thank you. Hey, wait, wait, I want.
Yes, what are
you doing?
How do you know everyone is friendly?
Tomorrow is the national day, yeah?
Yes, yes.
And
yes, we have a celebrate God in Colombo. Yeah, our government. What is
here? What's happening here?
This is many people's family. Because holiday.
Holiday.
Yeah.
So big party. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go to God. I go to God.
Follow
yeah.
You.
No, my best friend.
Yeah, no, no, that guy. No.
No. Yeah. National Day.
Yeah.
You grew up here in Colombia?
Yeah.
How old are you?
What do you think?
I don't know.
You guess?
How old?
33.
33, yeah.
But you age.
But you are younger.
How you can speak, Mama?
The water stops this flow.
One time.
At the end of the highway.
One time.
More.
There's no place where you can go.
That's right.
But just tell me you love me.
Wow.
And you are only mine.
What's going
on? Did you ask him to love me?
No, I like going to tour. I like going to tour. I like this my
yeah.
I promise, you know what tour? You know, Halkara? Halkara.
Hello.
Halkara. Halkara.
Halkara. I'm from here. Halkara. Halkara.
Yes, Halkara.
Halkara.
You know Buddha Temple, yeah, Halkara?
And you work here in the restaurant?
Yeah.
What?
Reef House Cafe. Reef House Cafe.
Ah,
I also work here. Reef, Reef.
I know the Reef House.
My friend work here,
know.
Me work here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm from there, Alcala.
So, but where's my...
I know the place, I can look.
No, no problem, I have to go.
Not good, I can show you the phone.
But just...
close to.
Yeah. And you work always in the restaurant?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
You go to other stuff?
No, 24 hours in the restaurant.
24?
Yes, you can get me in any time.
Okay. It's 3 hours.
Yes. But if you want to know, what if you want to get, you can tell me. You can do sometimes aku paint the massage.
No, I don't like.
Naya,
no, I don't like.
I do akupenja
mantas. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you. feeling. Just feeling.
Ja, hallo, heute eine Axiom-Sendung. Im Studio begrüßt euch Felicia Herrschaft und die kleinen Soundcollagen sind aus Colombo und das ist jetzt der Anlass, auch dort mit einem Filmemacher zu sprechen, der Zeitgenosse von Jacques Rivette ist. Und Jacques Rivette ist ein französischer Regisseur, der am 29. Januar 2016 in Paris verstorben ist, einer der Mitbegründer oder der späten Regisseure der Nouvelle Vague. Und es geht im Grunde in dem Interview, das jetzt gleich folgt, um die Art und Weise, wie sozusagen Drehsituationen hergestellt werden. Zum Beispiel hat er bei der Arbeit mit seinen Schauspielern zum Beispiel kein Drehbuch verwendet, sondern nur Seiten oder die Handlung grob umrissen. Das Ganze konnte in einem Haus stattfinden. Und genau diese Art des Hauses und die Art, wie er mit Schauspielerinnen umgegangen ist, das ist Thema. Viel Spaß.
कहाँ क्या रहते उधर सप्लाई करो ना हाँ यार यू वेरी गुड नो यू वेरी गुड नो
मी
या
गुड
आर यू वेरी गुड नो
व्हाट यू मीन
आर यू वेरी गुड नो
आर यू गुड कम ऑन वी आर बोथ गुड यू आर गुड आई
नो
आई डोंट नो
आई हैव
यू थिंक अ सिगरेट
नो
Downstairs,
don't have it.
Study cinema?
Yeah.
Where did you study?
I have done in Belgium, in America, in USA, in UCLA, and EFI.
When?
America, EFI, UCLA?
Yeah, yeah. But when was it?
70.
And this is like a training.
Yeah. But the camera never stopped.
It's a camera. But in this time you had other cameras. The cameras were not the same, yeah?
It's the same. That is the most important, is the head of the camera, not the camera. The camera weight is never the same. But this is the same. You see, you never stop.
Stativ, yeah?
Yeah.
It's the same.
It's the same, because look, the weight is coming from here. You touch. Look, the weight.
Oh, yeah.
You think you boom boom, you must make it.
Yeah. But as someone who is filming, I mean, there are always people, I thought always that there are people who are doing only camera.
Yeah, only people that are doing camera, but I have studied for being light director, camera and director, because I don't like to stay without my camera. I like to work in the back of the camera because I understand better. If I'm filming, I know better. So I can tell to the other what to do. Not only intellectual, manual.
And when have you met Jacques Rivette?
Jacques Rivette in Paris, when we are going in... we are working, all of us, in the same laboratory for making the sound. Joinville. I have met a lot of directors there. I have met Polanski, I have met all these directors coming for their film. So we are like 7-8 directors. Each one have a movie. And then you have editor rooms, you have a mixing room. So I have met Rivette there with his wife. He's always with his wife. He's very beautiful person and very concentrated on what he's doing. But he's very special. It's nothing like you see every day movie. He's very special in his way to do it.
Did he film her also? Hmm? Did he film her also?
Film whom?
His wife.
No, so much. His wife was taking care about production, much more about dealing with the actors, dealing with the people. Not an artistic way, in a business way, to make him more easy life.
So many films from Rivette were also about women.
Yeah, almost of his films about women.
Yeah.
Like very intelligent people in France, they have understood that women are much more important and much more interesting than the problem of the men. Bergman also was. Bergman in Sweden was only making film with women. Women's sensitivity is much more interesting than men's sensitivity. Men always spoil it. He needs a certain time to show that he is present. Women is. They can make it much more delicate. They can make it much more human.
Human.
Yeah.
But
is it then the idea to show kind of humanity in film?
It's a portrait of our life. It's a portrait of what we live. I am not interested by special effects and all those kind of things. I'm not interested by Coca-Cola films, to drink a Coca-Cola when you look at a movie. You must go in a movie and understand something and see something that touch you, make you cry, make you laugh, but make something like a book. Why the book is so interesting? Because they bring you your imagination out, they bring your feeling, your being. Now in the cinema is finished. Money. But it is not the truth. If you make art, you must think about making something that is, say something, you know? Make it worth something. Not make it only for Coca-Cola only. I like Coca-Cola, but not all the time.
Yeah, in the Rivette films, a lot of stories about women that are in a house somewhere, they are sitting somewhere and starting something to walk, etc. So is it something similar that fills your house also?
You know, I am reading a book about Bresson. Bresson is a minimalist. All these directors are minimalist. They're working with minimum. They are not working with the maximum. Rivette movie was not costing a lot of money. It was five people on the set. He was giving much more importance to the people that in the front of the camera. He was giving importance to the face, to the eyes, to the feeling that must be out. Bergman also, and Bresson also. So he was saying, Bresson, that if you can make little, you can make big, but if you make big, you can not make little. So Rivette could make big, but he was making very average, nice, little human film that touched the human understanding. That is the most important, like Bergman. Like those directors that don't exist anymore and have give their life to only portrayed life. Yeah, now it's finished. Now we have portrayed the clip, musical clip.
How long do you want to practice this camera moving here?
I'm not practicing. I'm only remember myself the way that I was doing that for hours to get one movement that is correct. You see, one movement that is correct, one traveling that is correct, one pan that is correct, with that your hand, you see what is out that the movement die, like music, you know? How the camera must move, you know? Not boom, 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 boom. So I was making that for hours. Now I'm making that only one time because I found that beautiful. That's it.
Mm. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I don't have 20 years or 30 years like I was doing it before. Before I was doing it perfectly. Now I have cameraman, I have all these people. But the most important is to know how to shoot.
Mm.
If you can shoot by yourself, with Ellen, I shoot by myself alone with her, and obviously it's much more powerful than when I have 45 people around. But cinema is like that. You need 45 people around you. That is the pity.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
For example, when you make artificial rain.
Yes, we must make artificial rain because it's not raining that day. And when you must kill somebody, you must not wait that they have a real gun, you know? That is the problem.
A lot of staffage for something.
Yeah.
That is one sequence in a film. I don't know, why is it not possible to make things with five people? Shouldn't be five a better number than 45?
Sure. Bergman was working like that with 5-10 people. All the old cinema was making that with 5-10 people. Now we need 725 people, and if the end credit is not long for 5 minutes, it means that the film is not good. When they said about the film today, we said, it's a movie that have cost $100 million. We don't say it is a good movie or a bad movie. We said, that film have cost $200 million. So we are going to the mediocrity way of thinking that more money, more quality, you know, and that is exactly the opposite of what my school was. I have 72 years and I like the old school of filming where Tarkovsky in Russia have gone almost to jail to make his movies. And when the people was believing in poetry, back of the camera and black and white and understanding that it's a privileged moment. If you express yourself, it's a privileged moment. It's not giving to anybody at that time to express himself. So if you have the chance to express yourself, he must say something. He must have respect to say something, at least to communicate some feeling, you know. Now we communicate some shit, so it's, and nobody is ashamed. Nobody is ashamed. So that is beautiful. Tarkovsky film was so beautiful. My God, it's like painting, it's like dancing, it's like... I think that they have more soul at that time, that's it. I was thinking and was believing that human beings have a soul. Now we're thinking that we have money, that's it. We make a film to get money. Yeah, money is important to survive, money is important to make work. But what is the purpose to so go work in a bank, make business, not make movies? Movies is like books. Have something that is mystic inside. Something that, you know, you communicate with somebody. You say something to somebody. You open yourself. You be generous. That is not easy to do. It's not easy to open yourself. It's not easy to... être ridicule, être pathétique. You must accept to be pathetic. You must accept critics. You must accept that sometimes you make mistake, that sometimes the hand of God is not on your head and you are a stupid man that try to say something. You must fall down to understand, to go up. Not only thinking, I am great. Nobody is great, nobody. If God wants, that day, at that time, you're going to have something that's going to illuminate you. And sometimes you have nothing to illuminate you except your work and your hard work. So that is the meaning of our work, is to accept. Accept.
Yeah, this is like... how Rivette is now described in his necrologue, Chicks about him, because he died yesterday. That he was like a magic in the creating a Sonderwohl fantasy.
Yeah. Yeah, make a film called La Belle Noiseuse with Emmanuel Riva, Jean and Piccoli. It was almost in one room. There's five people around the camera and they have made it in 3 weeks. And he was speaking about something very human, very simple, about sensuality, sexuality, attraction. Human complexity. And he was making that so simple that you look like, oh my God, I have something to learn from it. You know, this is real life. This is something that touched my heart. You go out, you are happy, and then you see the other one not happy at all because don't have 600 horse and 600 special effects, right? And the American movie, I must say that I hate American movie because I don't understand why the hell I must see the same movie 600 times.
No, it's the same actor.
It's the same actor, the same story, and at the end going to be a happy end, and then the good one going to win. That is not life. I mean, you know, it's very good. For money, it's very good. I like also to make money. I don't say, no, it's not good. But I am not in admiration of their work. I'm admiration more of Rivette, I'm more admiration of Bresson, I'm more admiration 100 times in front of Bergman, Ingmar Bergman, Fellini, Visconti, Kurosawa. They was giving their life for make 1 minute something that come from their heart, from their feeling. God, and sometimes the film stop because they don't have money and they must fight and they must die. Kurosawa have tried to kill himself. And for years he don't have make a movie. All the director of Japan have come together and give him some money and he have make a little film called Dodeskaden. Dodeskaden is a person that think that he's a metro and he make like a metro, no? And he wake up and he go all the way of the poor city, favela. And you, every time he stop and he tell you a story about those favela people that have no money, how they live. He make that almost in a studio, like painting. My God, so beautiful and so real. That is what I like. It's this, when the people put their soul something, that you can touch it when you see it on the screen. You can cry in the dark. That is wonderful. That is cinema, no? Not like the... The writers, like Thomas Mann, I don't know, all these writers that Zweig, you know, writers that try, that move you by their universe, move you by their ambience, by their world, by their complexity. Reading a yellow things on the train is okay, he's drinking Coca-Cola. Again, we are drinking Coca-Cola. But movie is not Coca-Cola, culture is not Coca-Cola. Culture is something that must move you, that must teach you, must learn, must get involved.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. That's right. So in the 90s, the movie it became the same bubble like the financial capitalism somehow.
Yes,
it's
exactly,
the same bubble.
Exactly.
Like
you see the same thing 600
200
times.
200 million, it doesn't matter. As well if they burn like 200 million or 1 million or whatever, but they don't care.
No. Same. Like the film, of course.
And movies, they burn money the same way.
Yeah. But the film, I make 100 million.
Yeah.
Grey, Shadow of Grey. Something like that, Shadow of Grey, about sexuality between a man and a woman, and Shadow, 13 Shadow of Grey, or something like that. I have buy another film, and this film have come by mistake in my DVD, and I look at it, and I have stopped it after 15 minutes. These two people have no sexuality whatsoever. They come in the morning, they have been paid, they take out their pants, they are against the wall. What is this? Even sexuality needs something. Even sexuality needs brutality, needs violence, needs love, needs how is it called? Needs vulgarity. Even vulgarity is okay. I love that. It's real life. But we have these two one boy like that with cheekbone gray. He have 13 costume. Every day he take a costume gray, but every gray is not the same color. And he meet this girl in the lift, and he look at her in the eyes. But who can be excited by that movie? Who? Only people that have not even understood what it means, sexuality. And the film have make how much? $600 million. Because before that he go out, the American, sexual. But sexuality, you have Last Tango in Paris with Marlon Brando. It was beautiful. You have sexuality, but you have the Japanese also, very powerful. Oshima, beautiful. But American have destroyed the market. They have destroyed the head culturally of the people, no? They put blue jeans and we are American, no?
So, cowboys.
Yeah, cowboys.
Yeah, Western.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
And now, Tarantino, what is he doing? Hateful Eight, it's a Western.
Yeah,
but he's doing this.
Yeah, but Tarantino. Tarantino have a kind of
Western. Nobody likes it. It's so hateful.
But Tarantino is having a kind of distance. Like Brecht, he see himself making a movie and he laughing on himself. At least he have some sense of humor. The American don't have any sense of humor. when they make eh ha 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 or anything. I never laughing in American film. Their joke makes me laughing. They make for average people, but it's not respecting the people. You must think that you are making for the most clever people in your movie, that you're making something for the most beautiful people in the world, not for the average stupid people. Even if they're stupid, you must elevate them. You must not put them down.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I make a movie for the stupid people. No, you're not making a movie for stupid people. You're making a movie because you are a stupid people. You are a stupid person. You must respect the people and try to give them something that is more high, more elevate, that you can bring them up. You can make them cry, make them laugh. But change their life. Said something.
Yeah.
But it's not that for the moment. And it's okay. So, Rivet die. The other die, after other die, and then we stay with the musical clip, with Coca-Cola, it's very good.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Yeah, we make a tea from this. Yeah, you can buy it. It's okay.
Like it's a like mint. Yeah, like it's a mint, like a mint.
Yes. Yeah. So it's very good for the stomach, for digestion system. Very
yeah. Good for this,
yeah. And this is a sandalwood, white sandalwood tree.
Sandalwood?
Yeah. So this is not this one, this big one, man.
Yeah. This one?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So we make oil sandalwood. From the sandalwood.
Yeah.
Good smell. Very good for the spot, darkness.
Yeah, that's
this
right.
One, lime.
What is this?
Lime.
Lime.
Yeah, lemon bigger one. Lime yeah. Small one. Man.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
Cooking. Yeah.
Ah.
You can.
Yeah, it's right.
Nice. Yeah, nice smelling.
So you have also plants here.
Yeah, also. Come on, show me. And this is we call neem tree. Neem tree.
Ah, neem tree.
Yeah, good for skin diseases, eczema, psoriasis, herpes.
Yeah.
For skin, very good.
Yeah.
We make oil, nice oil. And this is a red sandalwood tree. We make oil from this.
Yeah.
And you know some balm, like tiger balm. We mix with balm and oil. We use for body pains. Good for neck pain, for back pain, shoulder pain.
Yeah.
And this is vanilla creeper. Orchid family.
Orchid?
Yeah, orchid.
Orchid.
Yeah, orchid, you know, orchid? Sunflower, orchid flower.
No.
And this is coming vanilla bean, pot. We take essence vanilla, ice cream, pudding, yogurt, cake, we use this.
Ah, okay.
Here we call cardamom.
Ah, cardamom, yeah, I know.
Cardamom coming bottom of the roots, very small seeds, small seeds.
Ah.
And this is we call. Some kind of this is Sri Lankan fruit, natural fruit.
Ah, yes, I know.
Very nice smell.
Yeah. And you make what?
We
all
make normal, we eat, man. You know, Sri Lankan, we have a guava.
Guava,
nice guava,
yeah.
And then many things. Cocoa. Nice fruits, cocoa. Chocolate.
Chocolate, cocoa, yeah.
Cocoa. And aloe vera.
This is
aloe vera. For sunburn, fireburn.
Yeah.
Things. And that is we call pavatta for lungs, very good for lungs. And this is tea plant, tea.
Ah.
Tea coming nicely bush, no? When you go in Noarelia, Kandy, you can see the tea plantation.
Yeah.
So this is we call tippili. We make a wine from this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we call herbal wine, but not alcohol.
Yeah.
It's good for the purification, for purifying.
Yeah.
This one we call tebu. This is tree tebu. We make a salad also. For diabetic, we use this. Tebu.
Tebu.
Yeah. And this is cinnamon.
Cinnamon?
We take bark like this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, we take and roll it. We dry it. Then we take cinnamon. Cinnamon sticks.
Yeah.
For cooking, for the tea.
This comes out of this, yeah. Okay.
Cinnamon.
Nice.
And this is, you know, you've seen people, some people they chew.
Yeah.
Like chewing gum and red color coming. They spread out. This, beetle.
This is a beetle,
yeah. Beetle leaf.
But beetle leaf is not so healthy, I would say. Isn't it?
Sorry, man?
It's like really strong.
Yeah, it's really strong. And,
like, when I chew it, I don't know. Do you chew it?
You don't know, sometime only. Strong smelling. Yeah, strong.
Yeah.
And this is
but that is a good taste, yeah.
Yeah, nice taste, yes. And this is coconut, yellow color coconut. We call king coconut.
Okay.
For drinking, very good for the hair. We make nice oil for hair.
Yeah.
And this one, breadfruit tree. Bread. Like bread.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what do you do with this?
And this is, you know, Sri Lankan second stateable plant, jackfruit.
Yeah.
This is familiar.
Ah.
Yeah, it's very nice. Jackfruit. And this is like a bamboo tree. This is beetle nuts.
All right.
Beetle nuts.
Beetle nuts, okay.
And this is bamboo. And this is mango tree. Mango. Yeah. Now just started the season, there's some flowers.
Yeah.
Mango. We have in Sri Lanka many type of mango. Many different kind of mango.
Yeah.
This one, pineapple. We have two kind of pineapple, red and yellow.
Yeah.
So this is a red pineapple. Very small fruits coming.
Yeah.
Very sour this. We make a slimming medicine, slimming.
Ah.
Burn calorie.
Alright.
Not only pineapple, lime, and we take honey, all mix.
Yeah.
And this one we call Attika.
Attika.
Yeah, very good medicine for diabetic.
Yeah.
Enough, diabetic medicine.
Uh-huh.
And people eat like salad and also leaf from the leaf.
Yeah.
This is coffee.
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee. Same bean.
Yeah.
This is coffee bean. Coffee bean. And so this is
wow.
After ripe red color like this. And then we dry it and roast it. So then we take coffee.
Yeah.
And this one, nutmeg.
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 Yeah. You know, it's like a ball.
Yeah.
It's a nutmeg. You know, muscat. Muscat.
Ah.
Muscat. And this is we call Nika. Nika plant. Yeah, very valuable tree. Nika, yeah. It's very good for the joints, pain also.
All right. No problem.
What are you doing?
Ah, Sindhu.
Song?
Can you speak a song?
No, it was nice what
you
were playing.
Okay, okay.
Alright,
right. Video.
But no.
Okay.
Sinhala?
Yes.
And what are you
saying? Tamil.
Tamil. And is there a big difference between Tamil and Sinhala?
Oh, different is... different.
Okay, then. Nice when you sing Tamil.
Yeah.
Tamil.